the nation's unemployment rate dropped another notch to 5.6% in January. The monthly survey released today had employers adding 112,000 new jobs last month. Taken together, the two numbers sound good, unemployment down and job creation up. But many economists aren't celebrating. NPR's Jack Speer reports.
The latest unemployment report paints a confusing picture of the labor market. On the one hand, the economy continues to expand. Its expected growth will be around 4% in the current quarter. But that doesn't seem to be spilling over to the job market. Bill Cheney is chief economist at John Hancock Financial.
It's surprising that we're not seeing more job creation. The historical pattern would be that this level of gross domestic product, of economic growth, would be plenty to generate a lot of jobs. I don't know exactly why businesses are being so cautious. I don't know whether it's technology that's enabling them to do more with less, whether it's brutal competition that's making them paranoid, whether it's just sort of leftover fear from the downturn. Whatever the reasons, they just aren't hiring.
Most economists agree in order for the unemployment rate to continue coming down, there is a minimum number of new jobs that need to be created every month. Cheney says so far that's just not happening.
The pace that we're looking at now is not even enough to really stay in place. You need to get up to 150 just to take account of the natural increase in the number of job seekers in the economy. So this is just barely treading water. We've got to go at least twice this pace to make any headway.
And yet, despite the anemic jobs growth, the unemployment rate has been falling from more than 6% last June to 5.6% today. How is this possible? Mark Vintner is senior economist with Wachovia Corporation. He says the size of the labor force has actually been shrinking in recent months. And he points to continued job losses in manufacturing, which lost 11,000 more jobs in January, the 42nd straight month of job losses in the sector.
The most disadvantaged industries in the economy right now are the labor-intensive parts of the economy, manufacturing, textiles and apparel, for example. And job losses in these industries are permanent. And for many of these workers, they're located in small towns. There just aren't a whole lot of options open to them. So either they're going to have to be retrained or they're going to have to be relocated. But for some period of time, which we don't know how long it's going to be, they're likely to drop out of the labor force.
There were bright spots, more new jobs in construction, for instance, and other economists expect the job situation to continue improving in the months ahead. Lynn Reeser is chief economist with Bank of America Capital Management.
I think we should be looking at job gains that reach around 200,000 by the middle of this year. So I think it's going to come, but we need to see further gains in spending by consumers and businesses, and I think those will be coming forth over the rest of this year.
The Bush administration, meanwhile, tried to put a positive spin on the latest employment figures, noting the economy has created 360,000 jobs over the past 5 months. Still, that averages out to only about 70,000 new jobs a month, not enough to put an end to all the talk of a jobless recovery. Jack Speer, NPR News, Washington.